Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the third hour, wide open phones, so you can talk about any issue you want. I love taking calls. You take us in different directions, bring up points that I'd forgotten I wanted to make or points I hadn't thought of. It's always thought-provoking. Got a lot of other key news we're going to be interspersing and some top stories we're going to be recapping as well. But right now, let's go to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday edition. Let's talk to Lisa in Japan. Lisa, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling about a story in the Okinawa Marine newspaper. The headline is WikiLeaks website not authorized. I'm not sure if you've heard about it.
No, are you saying that Japan is now blocking WikiLeaks?
No, basically what the article says is this just came out on August 13th, and it's the front page. And basically the article says that any service members who are found to have viewed or downloaded the WikiLeaks video will result in a variety of repercussions from non-judicial punishment to court-martial, and that it will be a career ender if you're found to have viewed the video.
Well, that's what cybersecurity says. It says they're going to recruit 1 million high school seniors a year. This is in the Cybersecurity Act that's passed the House and is in the Senate. It says 1 million a year to form a giant army, taxpayer paid for, to surveil the web, to post fake blogs, to counter the alternative media with a, quote, government megaphone. And it says that they're going to start harassing and persecuting government employees for their political speech online. In fact, the Travis County was in the news yesterday, actually a four-county area. I heard it on local NPR. And of course, some county people were complaining, saying you're not allowed to even mildly criticize anyone in government, period, when you work for the county. And it's four counties doing this. And the point is, yeah, if you're in private business, you're not, I mean, you can get fired for criticizing your company because it's a, you know, free will, you know, system of free market or at will state. Most states are that way. But when it's the government, you're working for the government, you're a citizen, you don't lose your rights, and as long as you don't give out any information that's proprietary or that's someone else's private info, you have a right to organize, to be political, to march, to write articles. And so, yes, they're moving, but you're saying they're threatening the military if they visit WikiLeaks.
Yes. Even if it's from your home computer, that it's even more detrimental to a service member's career because it's basically saying that you tried to seek out the information and that unless you have the specific clearance authority, that nobody is allowed to watch it, even if it's on television.
Well, we pulled up WLTX television saying the same thing here in the United States, that if you're in the military, you can be court-martialed or kicked out of the military or reprimanded. It's on that sliding scale, if you do. And so that's confirmed. And, you know, the overall message here is we're watching you even at home. We're watching you even when you're not at the base.
Yep, exactly. And, I can tell you right now, as a spouse of, you know, a military member, people are not impressed with the handling of how the WikiLeaks thing went over.
Well, so it sounds like you're in the military.
No, I'm not in the military. I'm a spouse, military spouse.
And so maybe you're not even supposed to call into the radio with your political views. Maybe you're supposed to just shut up. I guess that's the new America.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, that's why I love taking calls. She brought something to our attention I wasn't aware of. That's scary stuff. Thank you, Lisa, for that tip. Debbie, Sean, David, Jonathan, and others, your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The Radio Network website is GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. My sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he is. I don't like him any more than
he is. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young man.
We're going straight back to your calls and a ton of vital news here in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about a great Made in America company, PureWaterFreedom.com. PureWaterFreedom.com. One word. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. Filters out all that other bad stuff as well. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Made in the USA. Check out their banners on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. And speaking of fortifying your body against all the toxins and poisons, when you take vitamins, even the good ones, a lot of them are chemical variants that are toxic, you don't absorb a lot of it. In fact, most of it. Some pills go all the way through you. That's on record. Everybody knows about that. With Interfood, it's the best green food out there, and they're patriots. They've been doing this for more than 5 years. They take 20 superfoods, grind it all together in concentrate, put it in juice or water, and you just drink it in the morning or at night. It is wonderful. My wife loves it. I love it. Rob Jacobson always takes his Interfood every day. He loves it. Give them a call at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. And they have a lot of big discounts available to Alex Jones listeners. So when you call, tell them that, or when you're on the site, they have a special area for Alex Jones listeners. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, gave it the Best Superfood Award of 2009. Innerfood, E-N-E-R, food.com. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. And, of course, it's all made in America as well, just like purewaterfreedom.com. Both great Patriot companies as well. Okay, let's go to Debbie in Indiana. Debbie, thanks for holding.
Hi. I'm glad to finally get on here. My issue is my children's school has decided that to dismiss students, they will now dismiss them with a number. If you have to pick up your child, a number will be broadcast over the PA system to for your child to have them meet you at the front desk.
And a lot of them make them wear lanyards around their neck with barcodes. And one school in Louisiana defeated it a few years ago because the kids pointed out they could learn to read them, and it was their social security number, and they're training them with checkpoints and drug dogs, and now you're a number like you're a prisoner.
Exactly. And when I complained to one of the teachers, who is also a politician, he turned around and gave me the exact same safety speech that President W. Bush gave with the Patriot Act. It's for the safety. And I'm looking going, how is it for safety when you're training children to be inmates? That is all it is training children to be inmates in an institution.
You're absolutely right. You need to go to the city council. You need to go to the school board and explain to them that your child is not a number.
There's a school board meeting tonight, and I've been trying to get it out to everybody that I can. I've called the news stations, which, surprisingly enough, a CBS affiliate I called. They seemed really concerned about it, but yet nothing has been said since yesterday when I called them. And I strongly do not believe anything's going to come of it on that route. However, when I asked the principal yesterday when the next school board meeting is, he looks at me and tells me, well, there's one tonight at 6 p.m. Okay, and he then tells me it's posted all over the school. I had to go in, wait 23 minutes to pick up my children. I did not see one posting of this meeting. And it is a charter school. It's not a...
Well, that's another thing they do, is a lot of schools, the parents come into this gated, fenced area. They've got to have an ID. They've got to be biometrically thumbprinted like they're prisoners and have their background run to be able to even get in to see their children. The state is quietly taking over. What did the California government and courts rule? It got overturned, thank God, 2 years ago. But 2 years ago they ruled. It got overturned about a year later. That the state actually owns your children and has more rights over them, and that homeschooling is illegal. Well, that got defeated. They want to take over the family. It's their stated goal. Debbie, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Sean in Texas. You're on the air, Sean.
Yes, sir. Alex Jones, how's it going? I live down here in Corpus, and there was a family here a couple days ago that purchased some hamburger patties from the local HEB grocery store. And I don't know if you – hopefully you've seen this. But they were cooking it, and literally the mercury just started pouring out of the burgers. And they had two kids that are, you know, they got sick or whatever. And, I mean, you can see the footage on the, I guess you can do like KZTV.com or something like that. And you need to check out this footage. Sorry, I'm really nervous, but it's pretty wild.
What's the name of the video?
I'm not sure. I don't even have a computer. I just listen to you as much as I can, you know, on a local affiliate. But I was watching the news. And it was the CBS affiliate, the local CBS affiliate.
By the way, I mean, literally, we've gained so many affiliates in the last year. I know we've been on for over a year now Corpus Christi, and I enjoy listening to the show sometimes when I'm on vacation here in the rebroadcast down there because I go to Port Aransas, my favorite place on the coast. Great place to visit, great people down there, Sean. What's the affiliate call letters and a number?
The KZTV. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It's a local CBS affiliate. And they literally have the the mercury in a plastic
bag. No, what I'm saying is we're on the radio in Corpus Christi. I'm off the top of my head. I don't have it in front of me. What's the affiliate?
Oh, it's a 1440 Keys. Is that what it's?
Yes.
What you're talking about?
Well, I don't have the full list in front of me. That's something that Genesis has never compiled properly. They got an old list up, but I wanted to plug the station.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I've been trying to get my girlfriend to listen to it a little bit, and then she saw the footage on it, and she freaked out. She's like, oh, my gosh, she is right, you know? And I was just like, see? I mean, this stuff's really going on.
Well, I haven't seen this, but I want
to... Well, you have to see. You absolutely have to see, because...
What did they say? Mercury and hamburger patties, Corpus Christi?
Yeah, and it was HEB, and they said it was an isolated incident, and they have no, you know, they're not worried about much, but they took off, they had a recall on their 10-pound bags of patties or something like that.
Well, that's insane. That's insane.
But it's absolutely brushed underneath, you know,
Sean, we found it. We found it. I'm going to have to watch it during the break, but we'll look at it. My issue is, well, there's so many issues, and we covered it in Food, The Ultimate Secret Exposed, that 15-minute video that we posted on YouTube that's had over 500,000 views as a public service announcement. It's so important that it be gotten out to people that they have distillates. And the oil companies, when they refine crude oil, a large percentage of it is unusable. And so they distill it out to be Vaseline and to be Coke for the steel mills. I mean, hundreds of different distillates. Phosphorus, things like sulfur for the tips of matches. This all comes out of the oil. And they take the majority of it and put it into fertilizer for crops. And it's full of mercury, lead, arsenic, benzene. And then they spray it on crops. And crops are very good at sucking up these chemicals and poisons and heavy metals. And then you eat it. You then eat it. And that's why, according to the Washington Post, around half of the major corn syrup products they tested had high levels of mercury. High levels. It's in the corn. And what, 3 years ago they approved, and now it's used all over? Sodium fluoride as a spray, as a pesticide to be put on the crops. Well, it goes right through the cell wall. It bioaccumulates is the term. It builds up in the soybeans, in the corn, in the wheat, in the sugar beets, and all these other plants, all these other crops, the tomatoes, whatever the case is. I mean, it's used on everything. And then you are eating this. So eat your vegetables. Yeah, it should be good, but it's not. And then they also feed the corn and things in the feeds to cows. And the cows then bioaccumulate this over 4 or 5 years while they're getting fattened up. And then you eat a steak or hamburger or whatever it is. It's full of this. Now, this hasn't been proven yet. I see the newscast on screen. You know, HEB says they're going to test it. But we'll see what happens there. I mean, if it is true, it's their supplier, and God knows what's happened. Look, our food supply system is a joke. Because the big mega companies, I've seen the numbers years ago in USA Today about Tyson. And Tyson's got more than two-thirds of global poultry production. They're moving in to take over hogs and to take over beef packing. And they make payments to the politicians, legalized bribery with the campaign contributions. And I've seen cases where they can have hundreds of violations per plant and don't get in trouble. But then their competition gets one violation, they get shut down. And so, yes, the food, the water, all of it is a nightmare. It is a joke. And then you've got the drugs they're giving the cows and the pigs and the chickens and the antibiotics that then create superbugs within the poultry yards, within the poultry buildings, within the feedlots. And all of this is being passed on to humans. And you know what? We may have to pay a little more for meat. Meant to pay a little more for vegetables, and you will pay more, not eating poison. But we need to do this. You know, there's a reason. Americans are eating the same type of junk they were eating 20, 30 years ago, but we're getting fatter. We're getting more unhealthy. We're getting more cancer. We're getting more disease. Even though we're eating about the same calories, I've looked at the studies we were 2 decades ago. It's not how much we're eating. It's what we're eating. okay? It's full of poison. We'll be right back with more calls. Appreciate your calls, Sean. David, Jonathan, Doug, Mike, and others, your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElveen, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Well, it turns out our listener of radio station KEYS 1440 AM in Corpus Christi, that carries us 6 days a week, by the way, is correct. It was on the local news that what is reported to be mercury was just pouring out of these hamburgers. That doesn't sound like something would come from the manufacturer, HEB. Might be like with Tylenol, where they had that sabotage by somebody along the line. Well, let's go ahead and play this short newscast. Here it is.
Details Action 10 News. They found mercury in their meat while cooking hamburgers last night.
They claim two of their boys got sick from the toxic chemical, and after returning from the doctor's office today, they called police. Take a look at this video. The family claims this silvery fluid material came seeping out of their hamburger patties bought at HEB as they were cooking it Sunday night. The family called poison control last night after their two sons, ages 13 and 17, got sick, and today they called police to come out and document the scene. Crime scene techs took photos of all the remaining meat as well as the freezer inside the home. The family told us they're not 100% sure it is mercury. They just don't know what else it could be.
I put the patty on a little bitty plate and took it to my daughter's room and showed it to her, and she goes, oh my goodness, that's mercury.
It was silver little balls, like, I don't know, like liquid. It was kind of liquid, but I mean, you know, liquid metal or something, but it was mercury. I mean, if you've seen mercury before, you know, it's unmistakable.
Boys are doing okay tonight. Here's what HEB told us this evening. All 10-pound bags of ground beef, like the two that were supposedly sold to the family on August 8th, have been pulled from the shelves at the HEB store at Alameda and Robert, where the family claims it came from. The family did take some of the meat back to the store on Sunday after cooking it, and although they no longer had the original packaging it came in, HEB has sent that sample off for testing at their quality assurance division in San Antonio. HEB also says they are working closely with the family to find out if there really was mercury in the meat and how it might have gotten in there if it was there.
Okay, you can go online and watch the rest of the Action 10 News. So there you have it. Another caller bringing up an interesting issue. That's why I love the calls. They take us in interesting directions. I have another clip before I go back to your calls. I mean, what's the problem? What's the problem if it reportedly has mercury in it? According to national newscast on CBS and local newscast here in Austin and the federal government, mercury is now good for your children's brains. And I guess the mercury in the H1N1 shot causing a tenfold, according to the London Telegraph, in convulsions in children, I guess it's a good thing. Remember that clip we've played countless times here on air? Where they say that mercury-containing vaccines actually help children's neurological development, not harm it. And then we have an MSNBC show saying lead in toys is good for your children. I mean, this sounds completely insane, but you can just go to YouTube and type in MSNBC says lead good. Or you can go to YouTube and type in mercury vaccines good, and they'll tell you how great it is. Here it is.
May have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheila Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Oh, and they're now saying lithium, a toxic metal that brain damages you, needs to be put in the water. It'll help you. It will improve you. Yeah, and they got new vaccines that will eat parts of your brain to make you be more passive. And this is an improvement. The government said so, so we need to take it. And I'm the conspiracy theorist because I think mercury's bad for you. Let's talk to David in Florida. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Finally good to talk to you again. I was calling to first invite you to Florida for a cookout. I've got some mercury marinated burgers, and we're going to be seasoning them with some fluoride. So you come on down and bring your bun at home. But
well, you're a good patriot. I mean, that's good. And, of course, the buns, most of them have high fructose corn syrup full of mercury in them, so that's good. You're a good patriot.
We've got lithium seeds to top it off. So, but anyway, the main reason I called was to take issue with you. Now, 95% of the time, you know, I believe you're dead on. But this Islam thing, It doesn't just go back to the 50s. It just doesn't go back to the teens where they were trying to abstain from the League of Nations. This goes all the way back to they were the first enemy that we had as a nation.
Well, sure. I mean, the Leathernecks, the Marines were sent to the Mediterranean where the Muslim fleets were robbing our ships, and that took a decade to beat them. But Look, stay there. We'll come back and talk about Islam with you, David, in Florida on the other side. We've got a break because they're pre-program breaks. And then we'll go to everybody else on the other side. Long segment coming up. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, GCNLive.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organ, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We are back live. Here's another report. Artificial meat may feed the planet, scientists say, and they say because of overpopulation, they may start growing artificial meat in vats. And Fox News has that image of the luscious artificial meat. And then there's another report here out of the Mail Online where they talk about because of overpopulation, they may have to do this because it's also immoral to eat meat. And so this is part of the green technology economy, which, again, gives the scientific elite total control where you won't be able to have your own cows or grow your own crops. Everything will be GMO, everything patented by the globalist. It's incredible. Let's go ahead and take another call. Well, now let's finish up with David in Florida. David, if you just joined us, was saying that he disagrees with me about Islam. And so tell me, David, what you think my views on Islam are, because, you know, there are 1,000, probably 10,000 or more radio shows, blogs, maybe 100,000, now that I think about it, globally, of people arguing, hundreds of different sects of, you know, and groups of Christians, scores of groups with Muslims, Everyone's fighting with each other. Everyone's got the answer. Everyone wants to take over the other group, reportedly. And it just becomes a giant political football. But, I mean, if you disagree with me, then boil down what you think my views on Islam are.
Well, the views on Islam that you have, I mean, it's just one where you, I don't know, I can't say you have or haven't, but you probably don't know who they say they are. See, they say who they are in their book, which is the Quran. Their book tells them that they have to do such, such, and such in order for them to be in position to be acceptable by Allah. There are certain things that they can do, i.e., die in jihad, that grant them immediate access to paradise where they get their 70 virgins, etc.
I know so, about that. Okay, but I mean, what's my view that you disagree with? I mean,
well, the part about your views, you're saying that, oh, well, you know, there's some moderate. There's no such thing as a moderate Muslim, first of all. That doesn't exist. A moderate Muslim is the equivalent of a Christian who fornicates, who smokes and drinks, who cusses, who cheats at business, and all that. Okay? That's not really a Christian.
Well, listen, what I'm trying to get at here is I simply pointed out that I understand why people are upset about the mosque at Ground Zero, but this is multiculturalism. We were a Christian country. We've decided to get rid of the family, attack Christianity, and anything that's anti-Christian is good for now because the globalists are using the open borders, all of it, to balkanize this country so we can have divide and conquer. I'm a Christian, but I'm non-denominational. I don't get involved in all this fighting, and I have a news broadcast, and people are always calling me saying, you know, criticize this group, criticize that group. Look, I'm against these wars, and they point out, I mean, look at Saudi Arabia as our big ally. They're one of the most oppressive Muslim nations out there, and I disagree with it, and I criticize that variant of Islam. I mean, that certainly is a very oppressive state. And my whole issue here is I just this is not a show where I get into all of this. And my only issue was I'm saying if we don't let this Muslim mosque two blocks from Ground Zero have their free speech and have their right to religion, that'll set the precedent that I don't have my right to free speech and religion. OK. And I pointed out that this particular sect is less than 1% and is New Agey, and most of the other big Muslim groups hate them and fight with them more than they fight with Christians and other people. So that was my only point. But let's say it was a hardcore Wahhabist mosque. I don't like that. I know 9/11 was an inside job used as a pretext to go into these countries for oil, weapon sales, Israel, and other issues. It's just, you have to be for the Bill of Rights and Constitution for everybody, or nobody's going to have it. That's what I said. That's what Ron Paul said. And I do know that Muslim pirates, but there were also English pirates and French pirates and everybody else, were robbing shipping of the infidels in the Mediterranean and in off the east coast of Africa up into the Persian Gulf. And I know full well about all those ships of leathernecks. Our Marines would wear leather collars, so, as armor. So when the Muslims would board their ships, they couldn't chop their heads off right away. That's the term leatherneck. I know all about, the big anti-war guy, president, sending the Marines over there, Thomas Jefferson. And I'm fully aware of that. I just don't want World War III with Iran. I just don't want World War III with Pakistan. They got nukes. Do you agree we should have war with these people?
No, I don't think that we should. I don't think for a minute that we should seek to have some sort of war with them under false pretense. Okay. Now, granted, the Islamists have been used and abused, and a monster has been created that the globalists believe they can control. And one of the things that I appreciate about you most is bringing that fact out and fleshing that out in Endgame. And I appreciate that to no end, because that way that enables people to see our government in the light of who they are and enables them to see.
Well, it's not even our government. It's a global corporate consortium that call themselves the New World Order that have taken over all these governments. Here's what I'm saying. I know there's been radical elements of Islam from its beginning. I know that they started the invasion. and pushed all the way into Western Europe and tried to take over. That's what groups do. The Romans were doing that, you know, under a Christian banner, and then they fell to the pagan Visigoths and Vandals and others. My point here is that in the 40s and 50s and 60s, on record, our government would go in and fund radical Muslims who overthrew the quasi-secular governments that wanted to have first world countries. They put radical Muslims in to destabilize and to keep people, you know, the women barefoot and pregnant. Our system did not want them to become westernized. And so that's a fact. So yes, there are radical Muslims that are dangerous out there. My issue is they were supercharged by our government, and that's on record. And look, there aren't 30 million Muslims in this country, and I don't see them running around calling for jihad and revolution. I could care less if somebody's black, white, whatever color they are, as long as they're for private property, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. So I defend that. So I have to say that, you know, we can't tell them they can't have this mosque because I may not like it because I know how it's being spun. But at the same time, I can't say don't give them their rights or nobody will. Here's another issue. If there were 30 million Muslims here saying this, you know, belonged to Muslims, saying go home to Europe, Westerners, pulling down American flags and running up, you know, Turkish flags or Iranian flags at schools and police stations and post offices. And if Muslims were in schools in San Francisco saying you can't wear your American flag, get out of here, I would really be after them. Okay, because here's the deal. The Ford Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are on record, billions of dollars together, funding Mexicans from Mexico. And it's perfect. It's covert. It's a different language. You know, Americans that are Americans don't know this is going on. And it's being funded to break the country up for the North American Union because it's real. It's happening. It's a foreign invasion of nationalistic fervor against the country. And if I really start seeing Muslims do that, I'm going to come out against them. But I don't see that. I see this made up thing about a mosque. And so I am an American. Not that our system's perfect, but it's better than Saudi Arabia, better than Mexico, better than communist China. So I'm against China, not because they're Asian, but because they've got a horrible, corrupt system of dehumanization. I'm against Mexico, not because they're Mexican. I'd love to see them free. It'd be a paradise down there. I'd probably have a house down there. I'd probably move down there. It's beautiful. If it was like the United States, but the culture isn't that way. And it's lost wars with the U.S., and they're taught in school down with America. And I'm going to talk about it. You know, 1 week after 9/11, in Mexico City, the American team was playing the Mexican team, and they were chanting Osama, Osama, down with America. I mean, we got a problem, folks. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and put up with people that say they're going to take my country over and they hate my guts. And that's not saying Hispanics are like that. It's not saying all Mexicans are like that. Mexicans are great patriotic Americans if they choose to be American, which most of them do. But these illegals don't. And so, you know, again, that's not a religious or a racial issue. You know, I mean, if we had Poland bordering us and Poland had lost wars with us and part of this country had been Poland at a time and Poland wasn't a free country and Poland was saying this country belonged to them and there were 30 million Poles here, I'd be against it. Not because they're white, but because this isn't their country. And this country is better. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to get at here?
Yeah, I totally understand what you're trying to get at, but see, that's not their purpose. Their stated purpose is world domination. This is what their book tells them to do.
Well, let me tell you something. Somebody comes to my door and tries to demand that I convert to Islam, or somebody comes to my door and tries to make my kids take mercury-filled shots, or somebody comes to my door and tries to draft my children, I'm not anybody's slave. Okay? So I'm not seeing what you are saying about Muslims in this country. They tend to be conservative. They tend to be pro-Second Amendment. I don't agree with some Muslim groups trying to say you can't depict Obama, Muhammad in a bad way, another Muslim, excuse me. And so, being sarcastic, folks. So I'm against that. Okay, I'm against them not letting them have their mosque, and I'm against Muslims trying to tell us what we can do in this country. If they don't like it, they should get out of here. Okay, but I mean, I don't know. Anything else, sir? You've got the last minute.
Thank you. The point of the matter is the nature of who they say they are is not a religion, and it is not just a legal system. It is a quality or quantity of both. And the thing about it is they are ruled by their religion. That's their law. So when you talk about their religion, you talk about their political system as well. You talk about their
And if they start trying to implement Sharia law within our state constitutions, as soon as I see that, I see the big foundations against the Muslims. Okay? As soon as, if I ever see that, I'm going to come out of the gates like a tiger.
Well, then you need to come out of the gates like a tiger, because last week we were declared Sharia compliant by some Muslim cleric somewhere. You need to come out of the gate now, okay, on that. Now, I'm not saying, Alex, I wasn't calling to criticize
you. Well, I mean, a Muslim cleric could, I mean, somewhere, there's probably 100,000 or more clerics could declare the moon's made of cheese. That doesn't mean that's the way it is.
Right. Well, you know, that's, anyway, I won't get into that. But that's not the point.
The moon is made of cheese?
No. The moon's not made of cheese. At least as far as I know, nobody's brought
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, the key about this is that this is their nature. This is who they say they are. This is what they say their goal is.
I know, you've told us that three times. My issue is this. I'm against the open borders, no more immigration, legal or illegal, for at least a decade, because the globalists have brought all these groups in to get us all fighting with each other. We're on our knees. We're going into bankruptcy, a depression. We're falling apart. The globalists are masters at playing groups off against each other. And so we can't have any of these foreign groups here anymore at any higher levels, because it's a globalist plan to break this country down. If we didn't have multiculturalists who want to destroy the main culture of liberty and freedom and Christianity in this country, these other groups being here wouldn't be a problem. So we're in agreement that there's a problem in this country across the board, okay? And so I oppose the globalist plan. They want to attack these Muslim countries? I'm against it. They make up WMDs? I'm against it. They want to bring this stuff in and post the languages and make us adopt it? I'm against it. Go ahead.
Now, the key to it is, though, I agree with you 100% on those things. And as far as them coming to your door telling you, you've got to do this, do that, that's what their goal is. Now, I never said they would achieve
it. Well, you know what? I got the Second Amendment, and things are going to get real rough if somebody tries that.
Exactly. So, but the key to it is that by the nature of, if I tell you, that I'm a bushwhacker, what do you expect? You expect me to come hit you upside the head, take what you got. If I tell you that's who I am, now we're either going to believe that's who they say they are, or we're not. And every time that we have not believed that if I walk up to you and say I'm going to hit you upside your head, and then I walk up to you and do it, whose fault was it that I did it? It's yours, because I told you I was going to do it. You didn't believe me.
All right, I appreciate your call. I got to give the other caller some time. We just spent basically 15, 20 minutes on that subject. You know, gave me a headache. let's talk to, the point is, I just want to cover news and then have you make your decision about legislation we cover and news we cover and world events. You know, I cover the information, I give you my take on it, and basically every culture is wicked. You know, I'm against things Israel's doing. I criticize it all the time, but I don't hate Jews or hate Israel, so I get attacked from both sides, the pro-Israel crowd, the anti-Israel crowd. You know, I'm not a Muslim, and it's not my faith, so I get bashed for not being pro-Islam, but I get bashed for not being anti. I mean, I'm just here to cover the information, okay? I'm just here to cover what's happening in the world, the poison in our food and water. The big global force is the scientific eugenicist. And I, you know, after we defeat them, if we want to kill each other, we can do that. Okay, I'm dealing with the folks that want to give me a vaccine to literally brain damage me, so I submit to them. This is all on record. That's the big issue. That's the big threat. Okay, I'm saying, do we want this as a society? Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air.
What is going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Let's see here. I got a lot of things to talk about.
Well, good, because time is short. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. To tell you the truth, I'm going to do this with imagery and whatnot of what the elite know and how they know it and why. If you're ready.
Yeah, lay it on us, brother. We're ready to go.
Right.
We're not getting any younger here.
All right, draw a circle.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you see when you see that circle?
Give me a document cam, guys. Okay, I see a round sphere that contains what's within and keeps out what is without.
also is whatever you look at as well. Wheels on the car, light bulbs, the earth itself.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That symbolism symbolizes creation itself.
Okay.
And if you go to Yahoo or whatnot and look at Lady Gaga's what is it?
Yeah, there's lots of Illuminati symbolism everywhere, but they take powerful symbols and they expropriate them and use them for their own aims, and then people get over obsessed over symbols and then think, you know, other things. But certainly that's going on. Let me ask you a question. Did you just smoke a large bowl of marijuana?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, you just sound really relaxed. What is your point in closing?
In closing, my knowledge is to come out with solutions. I have infinite solutions. A lot of solutions that can solve people's problems.
Listen, do this for us. Why don't you make a YouTube video and just start with a few of the infinite solutions? And if it makes sense, people will probably adopt it.
I'll do what I can.
All right, I appreciate your call. Call me back some other day when I have more time. We're going to come back, jam in a few final calls, hit on some final news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
All right, it's the final segment of this hour. Let's move quick. Doug in Delaware, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. For the end of your show, I'm here to offer you guys a little bit of hope. I am running for Attorney General against Bo Biden, the VP's son. Part of what I want to do is, a lot of people don't know this, but there's over 500,000 corporations that are all registered here in Delaware, and I plan on reallocating the resources that go into prosecuting petty drug crimes and going after the market makers of so-called these derivatives and the credit rating agencies. And I think through the discovery process of these suits, we will be able to develop a RICO type prosecution.
Well, that's important. The problem is the federal regulators are all the alumni of these big mega corporations. Doug, do you have a website?
Just a Facebook page right now.
Okay, give it to us.
It's you can Google search Doug Campbell in Delaware.
Okay, and, folks, should check it out. I appreciate it, Doug. Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Hello.
I got a request for you.
Okay.
There's a video on YouTube that you must watch and post on your website.
Okay.
I think the end is really near if you watch this video.
All right, what's the video?
It's called Destruction of Western World. It's an ex-CIA agent. He spills the beans.
All right, I'll check it out. Anything else, Mike?
That's all.
Thank you, Mike. Zach in California, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Zach.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Zach.
I just wanted to talk to you about 9/11 and why Obama doesn't want to investigate it.
Well, that's because it was a government operation, but sure, go ahead.
Well, it's just weird because it all happened while Bush was president, and then you would think Obama being an opposing political party.
No, they work for the very same power structure. They always protect the last crook. So when he leaves office, he'll be protected.
I know, exactly. So I was supporting Obama, and then I find out that he's not even interested in exposing the truth of 9/11.
Look, he got four times the money McCain got from Wall Street. Not that McCain was good, but they were going to put Obama in. Of course Obama's bad, but I'm glad you're waking up to that.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like he's just another Republican candidate pretending to be a Democrat, so there's like not even two political parties, you know?
Well, how's the Who song go? Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, won't get fooled again?
Yeah, and I was just like, I've been watching, it's kind of been kind of old news, but I was watching YouTube and everything, and like, you know, you see all the three towers just falling to the ground like a house of cards, you know?
No, we got the police saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7, and then saying they didn't say it, and now it's admitted they blew it up. I appreciate your call, Zach, trying to get as many calls in as possible. Last caller. I meant to go to Jarl and Mark, but don't have time. Mike in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Alex, brother, it's a pleasure to speak to you again. It's been about 8 years. Hey, I wanted to ask you one quick question.
Yes.
I want to know if you know who this Kevin Trudeau is. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I've had him on the show before, yes.
Okay, and he's a good guy, yeah?
He seems pretty good. I mean, I hadn't read all of his writings, and you know, there's some stuff I don't particularly agree with, but I agree with his First Amendment right to not be persecuted and you know, to be able to have his say.
Absolutely. I just wondered because, you know, it's one thing to read something that somebody's written. It's another thing to actually hear them speak and hear the, you know, the tone of their voice and the truth and, you know.
No, I think a lot of what he's done, especially with, you know, the herbs and things, I've researched myself, looks pretty accurate to me. And he has the feds always after him. And if they can shut down his free speech, they can shut down my free speech. Or they can shut down the mosque. They can shut down freedom of religion and private property. So we want to get rid of that? I mean, you know, that's the bigger question. Folks, we had Ron Paul on at the start of the transmission. It's coming up in the next hour. Infowars.com. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.